Hi, everybody. It's the Couch Critiques. I'm Riker. This is. Oh, it's just me this week. Yep, just me this week. Everybody else had busy, busy schedules, and I figured it would be a good opportunity for us to have a little bit of one-on-one time. A little special feature for you guys. Some might call it filler. I like to call it a clip show, because we've hit the first, let's say, 10 solid movies. We got ratings for each of the 10 individual movies we've done. And we have one, you know, best of top five Adam Sandler movies. So what I wanted to do was go back through and maybe take some clips from all the episodes, most of the episodes. I think I might exclude a couple just because there wasn't anything super standout to me. And also, it's been a while since we recorded these, and I tried to go through all of them, but I couldn't fine-tooth comb it in the amount of time I had. So found some clips that hopefully you guys will enjoy. A little walk down memory lane for the last 11 episodes. And yeah. So I wanted to start out with just going through. I'll go through the clips from episode to episode. And then at the end, I'll cover the current movie ratings that we have out there. And, you know, kind of lay that out, because I know Mason wanted to do that last episode. We tried to, but it was kind of quick, so wanted to, you know, really hammer it home. And then hopefully next week we'll be back with a actual episode, Taxi Driver from Mason. I've already watched the episode, or watched the movie. I know that those two have as well. We just haven't had time to meet up, so this is my way of trying to make sure you guys have something to listen to on your drive or while you're folding laundry or whatever you're doing. So hopefully this helps you out and you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed making it. Well, I hope you enjoy it more, because it was a big pain in my ass. So, all right. First clip will come from the Adam Sandler like top five movie podcast that we did. And it's going to be a little interesting, a little look into the minds of one of us, you know, all of us, more specifically looking at Chandler's mind and what he will tolerate in his movies, and, you know, how he just kind of glazes past some things that most people might raise an eyebrow at. So without further ado, here's clip number one.
So basically, and that's my boy, Adam Sandler's character is a dad to, I can't remember his name, Andy Samberg. And he ends up hooking up with this high school teacher, and the teacher goes to jail.
You say high school teacher? I think he's middle school. I think he's like 13. Whatever
he was like. Hooks up with I thought it was like high, maybe it was middle school.
Oh, it's super super young, and it's that's why she goes to jail.
Like, so she goes to jail. She has a kid. Long story short, Andy Samberg's character is getting married, and he invites his dad. So his dad like shows up. And, like, this whole, like, weird family that his son is getting married into, like, they're all weird. And, long story short, he's trying to, like, you know, rekindle his relationship with his son or whatever. And he ends up finding out that the girl that his son's going to marry is hooking up with her brother. And, like, Adam Sandler.
Why are you shaking your head? Like,
he's like, yeah, that's
that.
Normal.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that didn't shock or amaze me. Your reaction to that was so nothing. It's terrifying.
Listen,
me.
I've had a tall boy and a half since we started the show.
So he's ready to roll with anything.
I'm listening.
So anyway.
Sorry. I had to interject. That was.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one that noticed that, too.
It's concerning.
So
don't call me out. They can't see me. Narrate my movements.
I think that I did. I think it's important for people to know what they're getting into.
So in like horrible. This one scene of the movie, his son, Andy Samberg, is getting a shower and he's wearing shorts. And Adam Sandler walks in and he's like, why are you wearing shorts in your shower?
By the way, another Adam Sandler movie where he does a voice that he doesn't need to do a voice. Yeah.
And he's like, he goes, why are you wearing shorts in your shower? And he's like, you made me wear the shorts. Like, you made me hate my body, blah, blah, blah. And he turns around, and he's got the New Boys on the Block tattoo, and they're all warped. And he goes like, ah, and he just laughs at him. He goes, their heads are fucking warped. And he goes, yeah, because you got me a tattoo, and I was like six. And he was like, nah, it's okay. He goes, I got a little tattoo guy. Duplane. Duplane. It's a fucking Duplane guy, you see? So
he's gonna tattoo of tattoo on his body. It's the joke. But yeah, also the new kids on the block. It's the tattoo. It's not the boys on the block. I'm sorry.
It's good.
He said that. I was like, wait, hold on. Who?
Anyway, movie goes on. Ice-T was in the movie. Vanilla Ice.
There it is.
Did you watch the movie? I did.
One of
the Ices. There's like three of them.
One big happy family.
Well, anyway.
He wrote down notes.
So, on my phone.
Okay.
So anyway, in the movie, like the night before the wedding, they're doing like this, like grooms go out with them and like, you know, the girls go out and do whatever.
Oh, they were, yeah, bachelor party and bachelorette party, I believe.
I've never been to one, so.
I've never been to a good one.
So they like, they're doing all this stuff. And
I've never invited you to a bachelor party.
I was like 16.
Oh. I was gonna say I've been married twice.
Wait, hold on a minute. Let me see what your face is. Whenever is like 16 too young for a bachelor party? Okay, he didn't do a weird nod like with the incest thing. Yeah. I just wanted to check.
Hell yeah!
I wanted to check. Is it a weird thing?
Hey, I have some morals. Okay, go. Yeah.
I don't. Even, you know, I sit next to these guys every week and I learn something new about them every week, you know. So Chandler has a high tolerance for what he'll put up with in movies. Mason, you know, never been to a bachelor party, so that's good to know as well. So if anybody out there needs another guy to go to a bachelor party, he's all in. I think that's very clear if you've listened to any of the other episodes that he would be down to do whatever. So yeah, that there's no camera looking at us when we're doing this. So I sometimes feel like it needs to be called out whenever we are, you know, there isn't a reaction that should be gauged. So that's enough from Adam Sandler. That one I thought was fun, and it kind of comes back. That's a kind of a theme I tried to stick with these. It was things that came back as jokes that we hit on, you know, regularly. So, you know, you don't miss out if you miss, like, one of the earlier episodes. Speaking of which, this next clip is from Predator. It's a shorter clip, but I think it's very apt to the level of detail that Mason will pick up on in a movie. And he is very thorough, and, you know, not much gets past him. So, with that, enjoy this clip from Predator.
All right, so right off the bat, I don't know if you guys could picture this, but if they don't show right at the beginning of the movie, if they don't show that spaceship at the very beginning shooting towards Earth, no, you have no idea. You would think if they cut that out, you would think this is just another war movie. Realistically,
honestly,
you know,
yeah, So I got the movie on Amazon,
yeah.
And someone texted me, and I completely missed that part.
You missed the spaceship?
Yeah.
Mason looks up, and the choppers are already landing on the beach.
Basically.
Jesus.
I'm like, oh, okay, they're in South America.
I really wanted to get his feedback. Now I don't care.
It's the only part that I missed.
Are you sure?
I'm 100%. I watched it.
He watched it twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first time
you
I didn't see
it. You missed it twice?
No. No, the first time I didn't see it, but the second time I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mason comes into these movies with a joyful wonderment, is what I would say. He comes in, you know, maybe he missed something, maybe he caught something, you know. He does have some good insights regularly, so I'm not going to give him too hard of a time, but, you know. When you miss the opening of the movie, it's kind of hard to let that slide. So yeah, that's the Predator clip. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. So the next clip comes from one of my movie picks, Goodfellas, and I posted this up previously because it was just too good not to post up. So if you missed it, here it is. But this one is probably one of, again, just outlining how detailed and how much Mason is paying attention, and you know how good he is with names. You know, very spot on, Johnny on the spot when it comes to, you know, laying this stuff out. But this, I don't think I've laughed this hard for a while after hearing him talking about this and laying it out. I wish I was like better at like animating, or so I could draw this like in a cartoon style, just the way he described it. Because in my head, picturing what he was describing in the story that he tells is mental. So without further ado, this is the Moray story from Goodfellas.
No, go ahead. Is this the scene that I'm thinking of where he meets Murray and...
Yeah,
the
whole, he meets Murray. Go ahead.
So then we get to this guy, Murray, and he sells wigs. Henry and... who's right?
Jimmy.
Jimmy are there, and Murray owes money to Polly, so...
I'm gonna correct you real quick, because you keep saying Murray. It's Maury.
Maury, fuck.
I just don't want you to get in trouble by people that actually...
Have you even seen this movie?
Yeah, have you ever seen it?
What's happening? Actually, I'm bullshitting my way through.
Oh, he was asleep while we were watching it. Damn.
No, but they're trying to get this money from...
Maury.
So, they get this money. They're trying to get the money, and Maury is like, no, fuck you. I ain't paying him. Tell him to get back here and fucking pay me. And, why am I drawing a fucking
Jimmy?
De Niro? Jimmy, Jesus.
He's yelling at me. He's talking shit about Jimmy.
When he's like 5 feet behind
20 him. Feet away. Yeah, he's like right in the same room, pretty much.
So Jimmy comes up behind him, grabs the fucking phone wire, takes it around his neck. He's like, oh yeah, gonna talk shit. Well, the phone rings, and Murray answers the phone.
It's Maury.
Maury, whatever.
Murray. It's a Maury.
It's a Maury.
So he answers the phone while fucking Tommy, Tommy is choking him. And,
Jimmy.
God damn it.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm getting excited. I'm at my favorite part. So he answers the phone and he goes, while he's getting choked, he goes, yeah. Yeah, he's right here. And he hands the phone over to Henry, and Henry is like, he just bolts out of there. He ends up getting to Karen. Karen's like, oh, he was touching me and blah, 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 and this and that. So they end up pulling up to Karen's house, and then that's when he tells Karen, go inside, you know, do what you got to do. And he closes the car, grabs his revolver, and he just starts walking over to the neighbor's house where this guy who touched Karen is.
Bruce. Yep.
So he walks over there, and Bruce goes, what do you want, fucko? And he just starts smacking him.
Beating
the head.
The shit out of him.
And he beats the shit out of him, and then he points the gun at the other guy, and he's like, don't shoot. So he finally walks back to Karen, hands Karen the rifle, or the... Jesus Christ. Hands Karen the pistol.
Dude,
I'm sorry. I'm excited. It's like my favorite scene of the whole movie.
So you forget everybody's names?
He forgets all the details. Just let him go.
Either way, hands the pistol to Karen.
I just imagine, in my head, I'm imagining what he's saying. So Jimmy just transformed into Tommy, choking out Moray, who's a guy that I've never met before.
I thought I was going to do bad only watching this once.
Hands her the pistol, and then Karen's like, I can't lie. Kind of turned me on.
So, yeah, I enjoy listening to Mason do story time, and I probably will continue to do so for a very long time. I actually want to implement a part of the show where we have Mason just tell us a story, or I guess tell us a scene from the movie that he can just remember from, like, memory. I know that they're fresh in his head, but he had literally just watched Goodfellas, and he did that, so... If it's something he's not familiar with, I can't imagine what it would turn into. So that's it for Goodfellas. The next clip I have for you guys is from Place Behind the Pines. It kind of shows that thing I was saying about, you know, I sit next to these guys and, you know, I don't know them as much as I thought I did. So this next question is... Or next clip is a question that maybe should have been asked right away. Maybe something we ease into later. But yeah, this is a question about maybe some daddy issues.
Yeah, that's why I liked it for sure.
What do you think, Riker? I'm curious.
Yeah, we'll get into that. I got a question though for you guys, just real quick. What is your relationship like with your father? That's what this movie's about.
What? Dude, don't do that. We have to have like a whole nother episode, like a whole separate episode.
Oh, because you two both, when you,
why
when you
do guys, I have fatherless behavior?
You guys were talking back and forth in the group chat that we have for this, and Chandler's like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to feel right now. I hate it. I love it. I hate it. Like, he's like having mixed emotions.
I'm talking about the movie.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm aware, yeah, but this movie,
the movie is about a father son
relationship. A few of them. So that's why I was like, what is your guys' relationship like with your father? Because that's like really what the big, like, because like my relationship with my dad is, you know, fine. It's what I would consider like normal. I don't like, so there was no one way or the other pull for me. So I was like, you know, this like really doesn't like super deep. It's not resonating deeply with me. That's why I wanted to ask the question. Did this movie resonate with you through that father's storyline, or was it more so like, ooh, cool bank robber and fun stuff?
It pulled some nerves.
Pulled your heartstrings a little. Okay.
Yeah, I could say it did the same for me, but...
That's what I figured I'd ask the question.
There's not enough time in this episode for that, but
give me another shot.
So just goes to show you should probably be careful what questions you're just flinging out while you're recording. But yeah, they were troopers. They went with it. This next clip will actually be from A Place Beyond the Pines. It's another one, not necessarily something against Mason this time. It's another dig at Chandler. I could do this too, because neither of them are here to stop me. I've the only one, you know, grabbing these clips. So what are they gonna do? Well, I guess he could not post this. Oh God, am I talking to myself? I hope not. So the next one is a little bit of a flub from Chandler trying to walk us through some details about one of the characters in the movie. This one was also posted previously, and this is Chandler, you know, talking about Bradley Cooper.
We're clearly moving into the third scene. So Bradley Cooper's wow. Yikes. That's two tall boy Miller Lights and whiskey.
Bradley Coopy.
Coopy.
Bradley Coopy. Oh, gosh. I love it. So, yeah, that'll do it for A Place Beyond the Pines. You know, we all make flubs. Mine won't be heard ever because I'm the only one that makes clips. So you have to listen to a full episode to get that. So that will do it for A Place Beyond the Pines. And I'm going to move us on to the next... the next clip, which comes from Speed, and it's actually kind of it's a dig at all of us. We had Brendan come on and give some feedback about the movie, you know, contribute a little bit, but then he also gave some feedback about the couch critiques and, you know, what we do. So that's you know, that's like his opinion, man. So let's hear it.
All right. Well, let's
rate this.
Let's get Brendan's rating on the movie before we do our average.
Yeah, so this is the one critique I have on the critiques, and that is just the ratings seem to be all over the fucking map.
I don't understand it. Chandler doesn't know how to rate because he rated Predator lower than he rated Goodfellas, and it was very clear that
And I could watch Predator 1,000 times, and I would never watch Goodfellas again, to be honest with you.
You're absolutely correct.
I can't remember the week before.
And Mason rated Place Beyond the Pines
9.7.
Close to perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Little bias.
It's like a masterpiece.
And during the fucking discussion, had his mind blown several times by things he thought was amazing and just didn't even pick up on before.
What the hell would you rate Titanic?
In Mason's defense, when you were saying that shit about the, you know, like, yeah, he's on this side of the screen, and then he's on this side of the screen.
I didn't notice that at all.
I was like, whoa. Yeah.
So wait,
and I haven't even seen it. But this
coming from a guy that's ever watched the movie. We can't really take it.
Does it tug on your heartstrings like it did for me and Chandler?
Yeah.
How's your relationship with your father?
You know, it hurts to be called out like that about not really having a good rating system. So, you know, that's why a rating system was developed. And it, you know, while it's late, it's better late than never, right? So we have a system in place that Chandler has used to hurt me in the Whiplash episode. But, you know, that's just what, you know, that's what happens. You know, you get it all laid out, makes it even. So we can actually give, you know, uniform reviews opposed to, you know, just willy-nilly. So that'll do it for Speed, which, you know, not my favorite movie, but I appreciate it. You know, it's a, it was a fun action movie for the time, but not my cup of tea. But you know what was my cup of tea? The Breakfast Club, which will be our next clip. And it, you know, just kind of shows us trying to lay out what we, you know, think of each other's personalities in, you know, the episodes, like trying to learn a little bit more about each other, which is actually another like special feature kind of thing that we want to do. You know, like an interview style thing where we find out like about people's movie taste, you know, Mason's and Chandler's and mine, just to, you know, kind of lay out, you know, who you're listening to, you know, what might we be thinking when we're picking these movies kind of thing, so that we have a better understanding of why we're looking at the things we do in the way we do. But this was a question posed of which Breakfast Club member do you think the other two cast members of the Couch Critiques would be? And this is what Mason said about his brother.
I'm gonna say Chandler was a princess.
Chandler's a princess. All right.
Are you kidding me, dude?
See, look, in high school, dude, when I was a child and I seen you, you were
this is the
big, you were a, big quite a silver tongued devil.
This is a big brother.
What the hell does that mean,
dude? You had I'm not trying to throw you under the bus on live camera, but I mean, you were a silver tongued devil.
He could talk his way out of a shoebox, so to speak.
Well, he was good with women as well, should I say.
Oh, with ladies' man. So
yeah, he was a ladies' man.
More of a bender, maybe.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Could be a bender.
Anyway. No. Okay.
No.
Who would you put yourself as? Go ahead. Who do you think?
I mean, I was honestly going to say Brian just because of the spaz and the pressure. Okay. You were right.
Totally right.
I am not smart. I am not the brain. But the stress and pressure he puts on himself, I'm there. That's me.
See how he didn't turn down the princess?
What? I am not Claire, dude. I was not popular until like my senior year of high school.
That's what I saw you though in high school was senior year. You had the cool car.
A big man on campus.
Yeah.
All right. So later on in that episode, just a little bit later, Chandler says, "Did you call me a whore on my own podcast?" But it's such a short, like, I wish I could have grabbed it too, but it's such a short beat that I was like, I can't just snag that. It's so stupid. he just, you know, comes at him. But, you know, that's, you know, big brother lore. That's, you know, the things that your little brother thinks of you, Chandler. So, all right, that's it for The Breakfast Club. Most of these are only one clip per movie. And in fact, I'm actually going to skip over Whiplash because I went through it, but I couldn't find anything that was particularly, you know, interesting in like way of like funny beats. There were a whole bunch of things about, you know, chairs getting thrown and the way Chandler hits me at the end of the episode with his five for the movie. But ultimately, a 4-minute clip for you guys to just listen to him talk about why he reviewed it, what he did, and me having my heartbreak. I don't think you guys want to hear that again. So that's all I'll leave it at. We're going to actually jump to Spaceballs, which has another clip that was pulled, you know, talking about maybe some famous actors that are out there, some that you may or may not be familiar with. So let's pop into it. Mason learning about the actor James Dean.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about it. I love even the older movies like 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. Rebel Without a Cause is a badass movie.
Never heard of it. I don't know
if you've ever seen it. James Dean, really good.
I know about James Dean.
You'll have to watch it, man.
But the actor, not the porn star.
Yeah, I was going to say, which one are we talking about?
God,
I know of James Dean. what do you know about Owen Gray?
Would you stop?
Alphabet Leg Man.
The real James Dean.
Did you say James Cream? Is that what you named? Sorry. I don't know if I'm familiar with that one.
Dude, I love that one. That movie's great. It's like 30 minutes long. A little longer than I needed, but...
I think you just found your clip for the week.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to have a serious conversation with you about one of the best actors on the planet, and you go... Never mind.
What? I didn't even say anything.
The porn star? With the huge dong?
Whoa!
So you do know about tasting.
Oh my God.
So what? I'm about to spit out my beer, dude. Oh my God.
Note the time.
I know this probably seems like an attack. I'm not attacking either of these guys. I love them. But you know, they are the two funny people on the podcast, and I can't help it. There's nothing I can do about that. They're the funny ones. I just talk a lot. So that is our Spaceballs clip. The next clip will come from RoboCop, where we had another guest. Tanner was on to go over RoboCop because it was a community suggestion. Again, I'm not trying to go after these guys. It is a deep dive into the rating system that Mason goes through in his head when he's picking a movie. You know, like when he's going to rate this movie, what is he going to give it? What score does it deserve? Was, you know, there great lighting? Was the scene framed in a beautiful way? Was the dialogue perfect? You know, those are things that he's considering. He's, you know, playing chess while we're out here playing checkers. So, another, you know, look into the mind of Mason. So, let's look at RoboCop.
But he instantly gets thrown into the ropes. They have no problem showing that it doesn't matter if you're a man, woman.
Yeah,
you know, they
go stereotypical to the unisex locker room.
Yep. Yeah, oh, which is a titty shot.
Yeah. Well, wow.
you were way too excited for that.
Did you pause and rewind and then play it again?
Oh, I just had to Google it.
Which, now that you mention it, because I didn't look at the director. I tried to do a little less research so that way I could go, oh, a little bit more in this podcast. The fact that he did Starship Troopers kind of like makes a little bit more sense, because that locker room scene,
he did
scene,
the same thing, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But it was only his other film. I mean, the only other film he's done it in. You didn't have it in Total Recall. You didn't have it in. I don't want to say you had it in Basic Instincts. But...
Total Recall. Did he like? There was no other, like, there was no place for that.
Right.
This is like a camaraderie thing where you have like a team of like. Like, this is a team of officers and a team of soldiers.
We should mention that it's not like... It's a moving shot when we get to the locker room. So it's just like, oh, look, yeah, there's guys taking showers. Oh, yes, there's a lady getting dressed, but we're not focused on her. You just see it, and you keep moving. The camera keeps moving.
We didn't see any dong, which I think is a
yeah, I wanted a little bit of dong.
There were guys walking around wearing towels. Why are they wearing towels?
That's a little fucked up.
What is wrong with you, dude?
It was the 80s. You had full frontal nudity for the women and none for the men. That's it was the 80s.
You see man tits. That's it.
I mean, yeah, you get man tits makes... and ass. That's
do you see
it.
Titties in Starship Troopers?
Yes.
Yes.
Movie's a 10.
Wait, hold on. You've never seen Starship Troopers?
I've seen it like once or twice.
Okay. Oh. I was like, we're going to watch that if you haven't.
Total Recall has a girl with three tits.
Do you get to see him?
Yeah.
Masterpiece.
Masterpiece.
I always love learning more about Mason and the movies he has seen and he hasn't seen. You know, eyes are opening, you know, in the way that he's looking at movies, you know. It's good. It's good to know. So, that was the clip from RoboCop. A little bit of, you know, again, not an attack. Not an attack. I'm going to keep saying that. The next clip will actually come from Renfield, which actually has, I believe, this shows you that I'm not attacking. These are all coming, these points are all coming from a place of concern and love. This is a clip just kind of asking Mason, you know, do you really love yourself as much as you should? Because I think you need to love yourself a little bit more, bud. So, with that, let's listen to some interesting talk about Mason's socks.
Do you want to give us a synopsis of the movie? Because we've mentioned that it's about Dracula, but we haven't exactly talked about what the movie is actually about.
Yeah, it follows for the most part.
The Prince of Darkness?
What?
You said it follows the... And I was like, the Prince of Darkness?
The Lord of Death?
You caught me off guard, man.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to throw you. Hold on one second. Before we get into that, I want to point something out that I just noticed.
Oh boy.
Jesus Christ, Mason, buy some new fucking socks. That is a half of a sock you're wearing right now.
I'm poor.
I'm looking at his sock and the heel is missing as well as the fucking toes.
Lift your foot up.
It's like...
I can't see it.
It's, ow. Honestly,
oh
it's,
my God.
It's like lingerie for his foot. Like, it's like if it was trying to be like sexy and showing just a little bit of skin, he's doing it.
His sock looks more like he got an ankle injury and they wrapped it.
Yeah, it looks like a wrap. It doesn't look like a sock.
For doing such a satanic movie, I had to wear something a little holy.
That's not a movie prop.
I'm sorry. I had to stop you. I looked over and I saw it. And I was like, Mason, love yourself for the love of God.
I just grabbed the first pair I could find.
Why is that still in the rotation? Throw it out. It's got holes. It's
ruined. I gotta wait till Christmas.
Jesus Christ. Alright, sorry. Good. Give us a synopsis of this.
Well,
this is nightmare.
Well, I had a couple questions that'll lead into this point.
9 inches.
Good for you, buddy.
Average.
You've been hanging out with James Dean.
These are missed opportunities where we don't have like video. If we'd had video, you guys would have seen. I should have taken pictures so you could see what I saw. I looked up, and all I could see was Mason wearing half of a sock. Like, it was ridiculous. But yeah, that wasn't, you know, the only gem that came out of Renfield. I think that Renfield, it was, you know, very funny. There's a couple of very interesting, thoughts and questions that came up. Chandler asked a good question. Then that was followed up by Mason asking a question about, really thinking about putting yourself into the character's shoes and, you know, different scenarios that could come up in a world that has a, Dracula in it. You know, if Dracula existed, and Renfield existed, would you be lured back to Dracula's lair if Renfield was hot? And that's what he wants to know. He wants to get to the bottom of it. So let's listen.
That was a good line. But my question to you was,
that meeting
was very creepy. It just has a creepy feel to it for being a church sit down get together.
Oh, with the whole yeah.
Would you sit in one of those?
Would you go to an AA meeting?
It wasn't AA, was it? Well, it was for relationships.
They called it AA because the two ladies later on in the movie when they're being interviewed by the cops call it AA, yeah. Assholes Anonymous.
Oh, okay.
Because right. It's for the for abusive relationships.
So, being a person that has been in an abusive relationship, I probably should have gone to that at the time. But yes, I'd probably end up that one of those. Yeah, I thought you were going to ask if I was going to fuck Dracula if it was a woman.
I feel like you should probably still consider going to one of those meetings because you should love yourself a little bit more. I've seen your socks.
I'm a Gemini. I don't know what you want me to say.
If we've learned anything the past 10 weeks or so, it's been Mason's got some issues.
Here's this. All right, look. A female Renfield, right?
Wait, Dracula or Renfield? You just said Renfield.
Like,
yeah.
Renfield. Okay, like
is this like a lesbian?
No. It's a woman. It's a woman vampire.
Let him cook. Hold on.
It's a woman vampire.
After right? RoboCop, I don't know where this could go. That's going to make it sound better.
Hear me out.
I'm listening.
It's a woman Renfield, right?
Woman Renfield.
Goth makeup, fishnets, black lipstick, winged nice. Eyeliner, and everything.
Do you think fishnets were popular 100 years ago?
Yes. Anyway, let's say in today's time. Could female Renfield seduce you to go to Dracula's lair? No? Dude, what? I'm going there. No questions asked. What the fuck? Dude, vampires are hot.
Yeah.
Well, my point is, you're describing your like your favorite porno right now, dude. Like,
yeah, take me home to Vampire Down, now and then eat me, mummy.
Like, down to the fishnets. For just saying. Sake.
Yeah, like, he's
thigh highs.
Honestly, I feel like we have to. We gotta. Like, so, well, couldn't like what about like a what about a sexy male Renfield? What about if it, wonder if
are you
what
saying
if Ryan Renfield? Gosling was ooh. Renfield? Would he lure you back? Man. I'm pretty sure, like, if Ryan Gosling came up and was like, yo, bro, want to come back to my...
Right,
like,
I don't know. Sure, it's going to be hard to
let's check it out, bro.
Then Dracula better be better looking than Ryan Gosling, because if I go to Dracula's lair and it's Nick Cage Dracula, I'm going to be fucking pissed. Oh, I'm like, dude, I want fucking...
I want to get eaten by Ryan Gosling.
I want to get eaten by Ryan Gosling, all right. Not Nick Cage.
All right, I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't even going to bring this up till the end of the episode, but since we're already here, Mason, I'm just going to say it. I think that no matter whether it's a male Renfield or a girl Renfield, girl Dracula, male Dracula,
you're getting eaten.
I think you would voluntarily walk into that lair and go... Let's do it. I'm ready to go, dude. I am comfortable with my sexuality. Let's do this.
You'd walk in, throw your hands out, and go, what's good? Let's do this.
You needed some blood?
What do you want? My salt? Okay. Thank you.
You want my blood? Take my blood.
You
take that as you want. So, that's a compliment.
Thank you. So, yeah. You can see... Mason is probably in most scenarios in most movies, he's going to get eaten or killed. That's just what's going to happen. I can't sugarcoat it. He's just going to run right in there. He's adventurous. That's, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, but, you know, not necessarily the most safe thing in most scenarios. So that's it. That's going to do it for Renfield. A couple of clips from that one. The last clip is going to come from Roadhouse, our last episode, so it should be fresh in everybody's head. This isn't a very long clip, but this is kind of going over, the ratings process that Mason goes through and, you know, how observant he is when we're watching these movies. Again, like a hawk. He's looking at these things. He's catching everything. Him and Chandler in this scenario. So this clip, I simply titled, it's a 10. Knox gets called in, like, South America, where the fuck he is, and, like, is a lunatic.
Oh, he's in Italy.
Is he in Italy?
Because the guy says, scusa, scusa, and it's excuse me in Italian.
Oh, my God. So, I guess Knox is in Italy, and we see... Which I'm surprised you haven't talked about how this movie's a masterpiece. There's a set of boobies in this movie.
What? Because I took a piss... Right at that point, and I rewind it because I was looking through my picture and I saw Conor McGregor's ass. Damn ass!
Yeah, when they said nudity, I just thought it was Conor McGregor's.
No, butt. There's when the woman is getting yelled at by her husband that he's jumped down from their balcony. She's topless.
This movie went from a 1 to a 10 really quick.
I didn't catch that either.
So that, my friends, is the Couch Critiques. In a nutshell, this is a clip show. That's what this is all about. And we've given you some, you know, moments from the episodes that we've put out so far to help you really understand the crew. Everybody but me, because I was in control the entire time of all the clips. And I feel like this is a good, like, you know, April Fool's edition. It's not really an April Fool's, though, because that was... last Monday, but we didn't record then. We actually recorded like 3 days before that, so we didn't really have time to put anything together. So this is my kind of late edition. So maybe next year we'll do something actually on time where I get to be a little bit more, funny with those guys. So that being said, that's all the clips I have for you guys. I hope you enjoyed all of them. I know it's stuff you've already heard, but hopefully it was enough to brighten your day a little bit and you enjoy it. Like I said, we want to do more special feature stuff, not necessarily clip shows. This is something that I don't feel like we need to do all the time, but, you know, thought would be a good way to get you guys an episode whenever everybody couldn't get together. So that's what I wanted to do. I want to get you guys something to listen to. Don't want you guys to, you know, miss out for a week. I know I get messages whenever we do. So
That being said, I promised at the beginning of the episode we would kind of do a little run through of the movies so far that we have watched. The top 10, or so to speak, the 10 episodes we've done with actual movies. So I'll start off with the lowest scoring and work our way to the highest. Roadhouse scored a 3.2 average from us. Again, fun movie. As you know, you gotta be in the movie or in the mood to like watch something just action. And sometimes it's what I like to call a popcorn flick. It's something that I can watch, digest, and be good with. I could turn it on in the background and walk away from it, and come back and watch some fun action happening. Don't necessarily need to know what's going on in the plot, but if I'm really looking and reviewing something, that's I'm digging in a little bit. Coming to number two is Spaceballs with a 4.7. Again, I liked Spaceballs. I thought it was good. Actually, I think I was the highest rating on Spaceballs. I thought it held up very, very well, considering that it was made forever ago. And a lot of funny jokes in there. Not easy to recap in the episode, but go give it a watch if you haven't seen it. It's worth one watch. That's what I'll say. Chandler wouldn't agree with me. He gave it a 3. So take my opinion with a grain of salt. So number 3. Number 3 on the list is Speed with a 4.8. I don't know how Speed got higher rated than Spaceballs, but I'm just one of three votes on the podcast. So Speed came in again with 4.8. You guys know my opinion of Speed. We don't really need to get into that. I rated it really low because it was a popcorn flick. But I would even say I didn't even get the satisfaction of like having a full stomach of popcorn when I was done with it. So moving on, number 4 on the list is RoboCop. RoboCop ties with Speed, so I guess this is a tie for third worst. No, I guess this would be the number 4 between the two of them, whatever way you want to go with this. But Speed and RoboCop tied with a 4.8. Again, action movie. Kind of turn it off, put it in the background. Chandler loved it. Of course he did. It was an older movie. Mason, not so much. He was the lowest ranker on this one. And it was good, but, not going back to it anytime soon. So coming in next, number 5 on the list would be Renfield with a 5.2. Pretty much got fives across the board. Chandler gave it a 5.5, and Mason and I gave it a 5. It's good. Worth a watch. It was kind of a tanked in the box office, but, not a bad flick overall. It's worth a look. Following that one up, number 6 would be Predator, with an average score of 6.9. And, again, that's one, could go through. I actually rated this one higher than both of them, even though, and this was established earlier, Chandler rated it pretty low considering what he rates a couple of the other movies. But, this one was good. I enjoyed it, and I think everybody else did as well. Whiplash, this one's one of my favorites. I won't even talk about what Chandler gave it. It's a 7.7. It's at number 7 on our list. And, I'd recommend it, obviously. I give it a 10. And I know I gave Mason a hard time a long time ago about giving a 9.7 to The Place Beyond the Pines, but I honestly can't think of anything that I liked better than Whiplash for what it was. So, go give it a check out. Next on the list, The Breakfast Club, sitting at number 8, I believe. Yeah, number 8. This will be a 7.8. Actually, 8 and 9 are tied on the list. I guess these are like 3 and 2 if we're looking at it this way, because we want to get to our top 1. So this is like tied for third position, tied for second, is The Breakfast Club and Goodfellas, both with a 7.8. Very, very different movies. So I guess depending on your mood, if you're looking to relive your high school days, maybe give The Breakfast Club a watch. If you're looking to see some ultra violence and mob action, give The Goodfellas a check out. It's good. They're both good movies. And last, but not least, number one. Actually, it's not the least. It's the opposite of the least. It is the top position. It is The Place Beyond the Pines, rated at an 8.2 by the Couch Critiques. And again, Mason gave that a 9.7. Chandler gave it a really high score, 7.8, higher than his score for Predator. I'm just going to keep just ramming that home so that he knows that he messed that score up. But yeah, it's good. Recommend it. It's worth a watch, even two. But it's not something that I'm going to go back and watch over and over and over again. I maybe watch it again in 5 years or something like that. Give it another go. Or I'd recommend it to people for sure. So go check out The Place Beyond the Pines. Also, something to go check out is our Facebook page, and go and give it a like. Our podcast on Apple or Spotify, wherever you watch podcast, or yeah, wherever you listen to your podcast, go give it a rating, comment. That's helpful. Honestly, we try to go through all the comments we get. We did get a Facebook message. I'm going to go over that in an actual episode, but I appreciate the feedback the person gave. So I want to talk about that in an episode that hopefully everybody listens to. I don't expect everybody to listen to the filler episode that I did by myself. I want to make sure it gets heard. But yeah, we appreciate all of it, and we appreciate you going and liking, subscribing, and following. Telling a friend helps us out and makes us know that you guys want us to keep going. So I appreciate all of you. I want to make sure that you guys didn't have an empty week. I look forward to, talking to you again. Hopefully not one-on-one. So, with that being said, I'll sign off as we always do. In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.